Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with myself and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. We've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of our sponsors that help make this show possible. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, the New Edge Seafood Shed at the top of the hill in Spanish Fort, which is the official sponsor of my tirades, and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens. Cal, you on board?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear
him. Yeah, but I can't hear him on the air.
Yeah, no, he's there.
What have we got wrong? All right, while he's doing that, but we'd like to thank all of our sponsors and that you are great listeners, and we cannot do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving your veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook or follow Cal on X. It's that Cal_SBN. You can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more info on the topics of the day. And later on SBN, we will speak with Ms. Fran Barber from the South Alabama Veterans Council. She will get us up to speed on veterans events coming up over the next few weeks and this month, and also my tirade on Destined for the Dustbin. You don't want to miss it. But first, it's a pleasure to be joined on SBN by Gary Patriot and friend from the gastrointestinal empire that started with a sandwich, the dean of the diner, the prince of the pool boy, the mint and the julep, the Italian and the stallion, the man who brings the heat to the kitchen without breaking a sweat. Sweetness himself, Mr. Nick DeMario. Nick, welcome back to SBN, and thank you to all of our and you and your fine crews for all the service that you have presented to all of our veterans, military, and first responders. I need Nick. Philip.
What?
Where's Nick? Nick, you on board?
Here, Tom.
Yeah, okay. We finally got the board squared away here, I think. But
sorry, folks, we're having technical difficulties.
I believe us is. Yeah, we have technical or whatever's.
It was recording though, so the recording of the podcast will.
Okay, we've got Nick DeMario on board here with us with the Panini Pete Hospitality Group, and the tulip, the mint and the tulip that's working with all these fine restaurants, and give us a little insight on where you guys are at and what's happening, Nick.
Man, school's letting out, and it's time for the restaurant business to get really blown up. And we got a lot of great kids coming to work from coming to work with us this summer from Alabama, from South, from high schools. So that's, you know, we get to expand our family, and we got fun stuff happening. You know, Ed's this upcoming week, next Saturday, the 18th. Tom, you know, we're having that our second annual award, Ed Shedd Award, for the Senior Veteran of the Year, Retired Veteran of the Year.
Right.
You were the first recipient, and then Ed burned down, and now we're giving it to your guy, the Marine, 96 years old, right? Is he 96?
Right. Horace Bubba Jackson. Yes, sir.
Bubba. Yeah, Bubba. And we're going to do that on the 18th, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And we're going to have a pancake breakfast that morning. We're going to have just a lot of the veterans that are going to be down at the battleship coming over for breakfast and lunch. And we're doing a shrimp boil, and the band from Spanish Fort's going to be there. So we're going to have a big party.
Mm-hmm.
But we got parties going on at the waterfront. We got live music at Ed's on Monday night. We got trivia. Trivia. Cal would probably rock it on trivia.
Oh, yeah. He'd tear that stuff up, wouldn't you, Cal?
It sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe Nick, I was talking to him a while ago, he's like, he's going to tag you with the Riddler.
No, he's Bondini Brown and Muhammad Ali all in one. But we got a lot going on. All the restaurants are busy. Waterfront's got live music, new menu coming out. We got the food hall, which we'll probably get in there at the end of May and start cooking some R&D, and then open up in June. So that should be super fun. We got a whole lot of things happening. People coming to visit all summer long to the Gulf Coast and the Baldwin County, and we're happy to have them.
I was over there the other day, and I saw a van sitting outside from Bishop State. You guys are working real close with that culinary school over there, aren't you?
Yeah, and we actually do some training classes that we hold there through a couple different groups, and there was Bishop State, South Alabama, Baldwin Tech, all of the culinary schools were there eating lunch, and yeah, we do a ton of work with them.
Well, you know, it's a lot of great young people coming out of those classes, and actually, you know, I guess some of the middle-aged people too that want to get into that industry, and it certainly endeavors them to go to those schools so that they could get the basic training, because you guys, with all the fine restaurants here on the Gulf Coast, well, I guess all over the United States and the world in general, have need for them and their services and their desires.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, Tom, we actually do, at Ed's, we have a senior ambassador that works on Saturday and Sunday, breakfast and lunch, and he just visits tables, and he's a retired cop, and he loves talking to people, and he just makes people feel at home, and he's, you know, we're trying to implement that in all of our restaurants. That guy's actually my dad, so he does a great job.
Oh, he does a great job, yeah.
And so we're hiring all folks. Whoever wants to work, work is hard work. So if they want to come and work hard and make some good money and have a good time,
right,
they need to come to any of our locations. We're hiring.
Well, you know, I had a chance to be served by a lady the other day, and I asked her, I said, is this, how long you been working here? She said, well, you hadn't been there too long, maybe a year or something like that. But she said, I'm a school teacher. I said, well, wait a minute now. You a school teacher, and yet you still work at Ed's? She says, yeah. Said, it's good money, and, you know, I enjoy working with the people, and I like to do a good job. And she was really hustling, and I thought that was neat. Here's a school teacher with a master's degree, you know, out there, you know, serving those fine shrimp that we were eating.
We have structured fun. That's what it is.
And it's doing a good job. Tell us about the movement. What's the movement? You got a minute.
The movement's what we have printed back on all of our shirts and different things that we have, crew shirts. It's something that we kind of came up with and said, you know, what is the movement? The movement's moving forward 24/7 to do good things. And if you're not moving, you ain't doing nothing.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we try to do, is go find people that are enthusiastic about going to work. The rest of it will be no problem. The food,
the menu, the recipes, all the X's and O's, no problem. It's the attitude about being enthusiastic about who you're going to work with, because you're just aligning. You're going to be together for a short period of time, and we need you to be your best. That's
right.
That's what we're all trying to do.
That's it.
And entertaining, you know.
Yeah, and it's doing a great job. Appreciate having you on tonight, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. But and as always, you can we'll be seeing you, buddy. Yeah. And as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. On the other side of the break, Ms. Fran Barber from the South Alabama Veterans Council, when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bull can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, Voice of Veterans for the Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And hey, if you like to listen on demand, you can always catch our regularly aired programs via podcast on the FM Talk 106.5 app and Tom's Tirades up at castbox.fm. And it's always a pleasure to be joined on SBN by patriot and a great supporter of our veterans, Ms. Fran Barber from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Fran, thank you for all that you do for our veterans, and thank you for joining us here tonight.
Well, thank you, Cal. It's my pleasure.
Cal, go ahead with your with the interview. I've got a problem with my computer here.
Oh, boy, I have all kinds of technical
problems. I know it. Yeah, I should have just stayed at home.
Well, Ms. Fran, I know that we have a number of things that are coming up. Of course, Memorial Day is at the end of May. I know when we were talking with Nick, we got events coming up on the 18th. You've got Armed Services Day. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what we've got coming up here in the area.
Okay, let's start out with the wall that heals. You know, it came into town Tuesday. It was escorted to the Coliseum in Robertsdale by the PGR. And the hours, they'll open tomorrow. It will be open from May the 9th, that's Thursday, to Sunday at 2 p.m. And it's open 24 hours a day at the Robertsdale Coliseum, and the parking is free. This is a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's a 3/4 scale. In 2016, they brought the wall to the battleship, but this is a different, this is a new wall that they're bringing. It's larger. So I hope that all of our veterans and family members can get by there and pay their respects.
All right, that's neat. All right, I'll pick it up, Cal.
Gotcha, Tom.
All right, but that's neat. Now, you know, we had that wall down at Serenity Gardens there, friend, you know, for that period of time. And we had a lot of visitation down there then for that. So I know that there's a lot of people that miss that with the location of the Battleship Park, where it's at, that they were more in Robertsdale. They have more of a tendency to be there. And that's really neat. They need to go see that. I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit about General Cooper that we just lost. And that, what an awesome gentleman. What a super Marine.
We lost a legend last week. Major General J. Gary Cooper. He was a, like I say, was a legend. He was involved in so many activities, and he was a leader for our youth, and he's going to be greatly missed.
Yes. And well, he laid a lot of groundwork. He started a lot of different venues here in going to Gulf Coast, and as we say, he's highly regarded. Was founder of the bank and CEO for so many years, and he's been a real help, been a real big part of Africatown and all the things that's going on over there. It was really rough. I went to that funeral and all, and I've just never seen so many people show up and be at a funeral, and then the amount of people that even the wake was on Thursday night?
Wednesday night.
And then the funeral was Thursday at 10, yes. And it was invitation only. And the facility was just totally packed at the church. And then when they tried to get lined up to get the procession coming over there, and thank the Patriot Guard riders. What an awesome group that came in there. Probably 30 bikes or so on that?
Yes, and I understood there was something like 700 cars in the procession.
I heard that figure, too.
But, you know, that... For what he did for our country and our youth,
yes,
it's just amazing to me.
He was. It's just he was a member of so many different organizations on the Gulf Coast, and he's been a member of the P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League, which I'm in. And Cal is so familiar with him. He worked with him for several years on the different venues here, and he was always ready to participate and utilize his name and his clout anywhere that he could to benefit all of the Marines, and especially our young Marines.
Well, he was a real asset to us, the Veterans Memorial Recovery Team. He was on our advisory board, and if I ever had a question or needed some information, he was always there.
Oh, yes, awesome. Now, that being said, we've got two segments here that we could do. We've got a lot of other stuff that we'd like to talk about. But also, I would like for you to elaborate a little bit on the Veterans Recovery Memorial Cemetery over there that you guys have so graciously undertook to try to help square it away after Brother Bill passed. And where do you guys stand with that now? How is that working?
Well, we've had several organizations step up and adopt an area to clean. Unity Fiber, Vets Recover. Of course, I can't go without saying the Montford Point Marines.
Right.
Several different groups come in to help, and we've had a good response from some family members also. So it's Mother Nature is relentless. If you don't take care of her, she's going to get out of hand.
Right.
So you have to take care of her.
Yeah. Well, she hadn't been taken care of so many years over there, and it had gotten out of hand until you guys took upon yourselves to head up this endeavor to work on that cemetery. But how far? You don't have the cemetery totally cleared yet.
We're there to find the veterans and identify them and document them and find a grave. Well, to locate the veteran, we have to clean the area. Once we find the veteran's headstone, we document it and find a grave. And so many times we find veterans that don't have a veteran's headstone. We have a couple that works with us, and they do a thorough research on each headstone, and they found several that were veterans that we couldn't identify as a veteran through a headstone.
Right.
It's been a challenge, but we're there basically to find the veterans and try to keep their graves maintained.
How many veterans have you located so far?
We're close to 1,000.
Woo!
Between it, yes, and we've just probably a third of the cemetery. It's about 22 acres.
Yeah.
And, of course, we clean an area, identify the veterans, and by the time we get to another area, that area is overgrown.
Right, right. Then you got to cut a trail back to it again. Yeah.
Yeah. We would love to see someone take on the chore or the chore of maintaining it on an annual basis. And that would take a lot of money. It really would.
It would. It would have to be one of the larger companies that could use that as a charitable project and veteran support project there. And we certainly have some of those facilities in the Mobile area, but now, you know, to get them to step up for that, that's probably a couple of $100,000 a year on a continuous basis to do that.
You know, it's hard to believe. We've received grants from different organizations, and we've applied that toward the cleanup of the cemetery. And just guessing between what we've received in grants and what other organizations have came in to clean, we've probably put in over $100,000 in
the cemetery.
Just to try to find the veterans.
How far back do the date on some of the veterans go that you found?
I believe the oldest one was 1918.
Good gracious.
He was World War One.
Right, World War One.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of other subjects that we need to talk about here, and we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We need to talk about the Armed Forces Day ceremony on May the 18th. We got the Memorial Day flag relay on May the 29th. We have the Memorial Day other facility on May the 27th. And, you know, it's just... We've got a lot of things to talk about, so as soon as we get back from this, then we'll try to get with Miss Fran, Barbara, again, and try to get the rest of this information out. We'll return shortly.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, the New Edge Seafood Shed on top of the hill in Spanish Fort, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And again, we are chatting with Ms. Fran Barber from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Fran, again, thank you for all that you do for our veterans.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fran, I guess what's the next project would be the May 18th Armed Forces Day ceremony at the battleship?
Yes, that's going to be the Armed Forces Day ceremony. Like you said, it's going to be at the 9/11 Memorial at 10 a.m., and we're honoring those who have served, and the Alabama Fallen Heroes since 9/11. What our guest speaker is going to be Rear Admiral Endel Lee. And following the ceremony, we're going to have some refreshments. So hope everyone can come out. And we've scaled back this year, but next year we'll be back, 2025, with an event similar to what we've been doing in the past few years.
It'll be similar to the older Blue Star event that we've had for years.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of taking a breather this year, trying to back up and regroup.
Hey, you guys were busting it to make all that happen. I know I was a part of that, and we had our tents and all set up over there and was there during those periods of time. And putting on a car show like I've done here for the last couple of years now, it's just a real hassle. So you kind of like myself, you got to need to get some new blood involved so that you can make those events happen.
I like to say it like Dr. Booth says, it's like herding a bunch of cats, getting everybody together.
Yes.
But it's always well worth it, though.
You know, they always say that everything's got a leader. Even a herd has a leader. Cats don't have a leader. cats scratch it out their own existence. They don't really care, you know. But that's neat. That'll be on board there. I know that I guess I'm supposed to participate in that with the cake cutting ceremony there, but that's neat. I'm really excited and pleased to be able to be part of that. But now we come to the next event, which is Memorial Day.
Well, let's talk about the SAVC meeting.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it comes in there.
We have been meeting at Salty Q.
Oh, okay.
Well, in May, we're going to be meeting at Vets Recover. That's at 1200 Spring Hill Avenue, regular time, 8:30. You might want to come a little earlier. The guest speaker is going to be from the Gulf Coast Veterans Healthcare System. His name is Sean Schenck.
Okay.
And also a local celebrity, Eric Reynolds.
Neat.
He's with Fox 10.
Right.
He's involved with the He's a men's health advocate, so
right.
He's going to be telling us a little bit about what he does.
He's a Air Force veteran as well.
Yes, he sure is.
He works with us at our veterans programs real, real close, I guess, with you guys in your division of the veterans group here as well. But awesome gentleman. But now, will y'all serve food on that or what?
Yes, they're serving food. I'm not sure exactly what it will be, but it'll be along the lines of a breakfast.
Okay,
know,
that's cool. Next?
Memorial Day.
All right.
7 o'clock at Battleship Memorial Park at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. There'll be a flag-lowering ceremony, which probably lasts about 30 minutes.
Right.
And from there, we go over to the National Cemetery on Virginia Street for a ceremony there at 8:30. I spoke to Pete the other day. The guest speaker is going to be General Summerall.
Okay.
And then at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Cemetery out in Spanish Fort, they will have their ceremony.
All right.
I'm not sure about W.F. Green. They usually have a ceremony.
They usually have one there as well, yeah.
I don't have any details.
Yeah. Well, we'll be there raising the flags for P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League for that flag raising at 0700 there, Veterans Memorial Day. But then we'll leave there, and we'll head to Satsuma, and we'll be honor guard there presenting the firing the rifles and all for Satsuma's Veterans Memorial Day. And we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years now, so we enjoy doing that. Get to fire those rifles a little bit, brings back old times.
That sounds a nice little community.
And yes, Mark and his group up there doing an awesome job. So that being said, now
we've got one more big event.
All right.
It's the Memorial Day flag relay.
Okay.
Going to start in West Mobile out near the Coast Guard base, and it will end at Battleship Memorial Park. Now, if you want to run, if it's a 1 mile run or jog, you need to call Rear Admiral Endell Lee. His number is 251-649-1430. It was really neat last year. They come by the cemetery on Virginia Street, and they go through and go back out and head back to the battleship. And then in Baldwin County, they'll start at Gulf Shores and go to Foley, and the second leg is from Foley to Locksley
Municipal Park. Yeah.
And the organizer there is Tyler York. His number is 251-222-5270. So if you're interested in participating in the flag relay, I'm sure they could use your help.
Okay. Now,
let me mention this.
Sure.
A lot of people are wondering what's happening, what's going on around the area in Lower Alabama. If you'll go to the savc.info, you'll find our website, and our newsletters are posted there. And the newsletter is full of all this information.
Right,
so
it
if
is.
If you ever wonder what's going on, just go to the website. And
all right, a couple of things. Repeat the website, and also then repeat the number for Endell Lee's run.
Okay, Endell Lee's run is 251-649-1430. They're going to have a brief ceremony at 6:45. We're going to start at 7. And then in Baldwin County, it'll be Tyler York, 251-222-5270.
Okay.
And the SAVC website is savc.info.
SAVC.info?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Endell Lee is a retired admiral that's running putting on that run, and he's also going to be the speaker over there, is a retired Navy admiral. He's also a member of the P.L. Wilson detachment. He's my assistant chaplain, and he had 38 years or 40 years in service. He was in the Marine Corps for like 12, 14 years, and then he was in the Navy for 20-something years and as a chaplain in both branches of the service. So he's not only a Navy chaplain, he's a Marine chaplain. So we're just so blessed to have that gentleman in our house. We had a problem with one of our Marines up in Bucatana, Mississippi, and he was at the meeting tonight that we were discussing that, and I brought it to his attention that I would like for him to get in touch with his admiral in Alabama, Mr. David, what's his name, David Kent? What's the gentleman's name?
Admiral Davis.
Admiral Davis. Davis, yeah, Kent Davis.
Yes.
And in 2 days, we had somebody at the man's house. So, you know, when you get enough rank getting involved there, you know, things start happening. Fran, it's just a pleasure to have had you on tonight and keep us up to date on all this information. But on behalf of all veterans and our Marine Corps League, we thank you. God bless you. And Neil, for all that you do for our veterans. You're just a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's just a pleasure to have you on. Tell Neil I said tighten up.
Yeah, get that leg well.
Yeah, get that leg recuperated. All right, thank you. Babe. All right, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And for more information, you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, my tirade on Dustin for the dustbin and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
original pork-eating crusader.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Well, it is that time of year again. The time when the big boy establishment types start to throw their weight around in their backyards and in front of any camera that they can get into focus. Many will attempt to block out the competition by using their size and strength to squeeze out their competitors before they can begin their run for greatness. It's also the time when the little guy hopes to land a spot in a big dance and pull the upset that will allow them to claim the ring and the title of Cinderella. Many have to pull no punches along the way, trying to outdo the competition on camera and on the court. Of public opinion, they hope to survive long enough to join the ranks of those who can take the stage in the big dance and have an opportunity to stake a claim to the looniest of the left. That's right. While some of you may have thought that I was speaking of NCAA March Madness, I was actually speaking of the madness that has enveloped the once proud Democratic Party as it plows further into the abyss of communism via the path of democratic socialism. With the newfound celebrity of fellow travelers such as the barmaid economist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the anti-Semite Ilhan Omar, it seems that the only way to get ahead on the left is to go straight off the edge of sanity. And nowhere is that better seen than in the laughable number of candidates joining the field of communist candidates for president. One thing of note, as one communist, communist, after another throws their hat into the center ring of the circus is the trouble they may seem to have just getting out of the blocks without tripping over their own verbal baggage. Take Kirsten Gillibrand, for example, a darling of the progressives during the Obama administration with strong ties to the Clintons. I might add, her political star rose under the guise of mistreatment of women, starting with a non-existent epidemic of sexual assault in the military. She eventually moved on to target the austere body in which she resides, the Congress of the United States. In April 2018, the Democrat from New York urged Senate leaders to pass her bipartisan Congressional Harassment Reform Act. Gillibrand wrote in Fortune magazine, quote, "Congress has a sexual harassment problem, and it isn't taking it seriously. If we can't clean up our own act, how can anyone expect Congress to do the right thing for victims and survivors in the rest of the country? Congress has to do better. I believe that elected officials should be held to the highest ethical standard, not the lowest." Of course, this was at the height of the Me Too movement, and Gillibrand was trying her hardest to stake her claim as its leader. She did not fare too badly, and of course, went on to harass Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearings, again scoring points with the loony left. Unfortunately for Gillibrand, as is the case with so many leftist politicians, activists, and actors, they want you to do as I say, not as I do. You see, while publicly positioning herself as a champion of the harassment victims, Gillibrand apparently allowed a serial harasser to torment her female staff. And when a woman on her staff risked her own career to report the abusive conduct, the staffer was belittled by her office and treated like an inconvenience. Gillibrand kept the harasser on her staff until it proved politically untenable for her to do so. Gillibrand is still pushing legislation, the Military Justice Improvement Act, which would remove the chain of command and make independent prosecutors rather than military commanders responsible for handling allegations of sexual misconduct in the military. The legislation aims to eliminate, quote, "the bias and the inherent conflicts of interest posed by the military chain of command's sole decision-making power." Yet, when faced with such allegations in her own office, she had no concern about bias and inherent conflicts of interest. She is no champion for women. She is a political opportunist, a charlatan, and a hypocrite. Her legislation, her campaign, and her legacy should be one of disgrace, and her star should be a shooting one disintegrating as it falls. Next up, Beto Mayo O'Rourke, the failed congressman from Texas whose biggest claim to fame is losing to the evil Ted Cruz in the last Senate race. Or maybe it is that O'Rourke, the son of an El Paso County judge, used daddy's position in his assumed white privilege to skirt a DUI conviction in which he fled the scene a la Ted Kennedy. Or maybe it is the fact that he proudly claims that all of the high priests of the progressive priesthood, Hussein Obama. They are both equally untested and unqualified to hold office. But such is the hubris of those on the left. You can be a loser, a failed candidate, or in Bill Clinton's case, a serial abuser of women, but the cult of victimhood only lifts you up as high as their savior. Of course, O'Rourke had spewed no limit of garbage from his pie hole during his public life. Unfortunately for Beta Male, his comments compared our greatest generation veterans with the force that is global warming. Oops, global cooling. Oops, climate change. You know, got to get the propaganda right. Have shown his utter disrespect for this nation and our veterans. He somehow equates mobs marching to stop cow farts with courageous young men storming beaches in a hail of gunfire to beat back Nazis during World War II. That he is lauded by those on the left as an indication of just how precarious is the state of our nation. However, the fact that his ignorance and disrespect for our veterans, along with the hypocrisy of those such as Gillibrand in her attempts to destroy our military readiness, are on display for everyone to see is encouraging. For the curtain has been pulled back, and everyone can now see that the Democratic Party of today is the anti-American Communist Party of tomorrow, destined for the dustbin of history. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Clark.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines have just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, I pulled that tirade out. You know, we did that tirade a little over five years ago now. And, you know, you sit there and you listen to the content. And, I'll just say this. We were one of the first folks out there that were, calling the Ilhan Omars and the Talibs of the world what they are, which is
right.
Communist through
right.
Marxist, and really try to expose them for what they were, and you see them out there. In fact, they were, two of the goon squad were out complaining about the fact that the police in D.C. Went in last night and cleared out the encampment that had been established on the George Washington University
right,
campus.
Right.
And you know, when they were complaining, that these protesters, peaceful protesters, many of whom don't even belong at the university. It was a raid in the middle of the night.
Yes,
3 a.m. And, you would have thought, CNN would have been covering it like they did every other raid on conservatives. But instead, you've got these two, goons out there promoting a terrorist organization.
Right.
In Hamas. And yet nobody wants to call it that.
Right. Well, didn't one of them fly the Palestinian flag in the halls of Congress?
Well, I think they did. Yeah, in their office, maybe somewhere there.
That's just not kosher, Cal. You know,
well,
I mean,
you can't
come
say
on.
Kosher, Tom, because that's Jewish.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. That wasn't kosher, because they were going totally against our Jewish people and all. But the other thing is, they don't have any respect for our American flag. You know, I see where these guys are coming up here with all these other country flags and all. I think they can fly them until we can get to them. And load them up in a car, take them to the airport, and get them a ticket to that country, and let them stay there for a year. You know?
Oh, I don't know if you saw it, but somebody's actually in the House of Representatives. Somebody's actually put together a bill that would ship anybody who is convicted of a crime in any of these protests, that they would actually be sent out of the country, and they could get a free ticket to Gaza for about 6 months.
There you go. That's exactly where they need to go. You know, and they say that this was a peaceful protest, and I saw a woman standing in the face of a cop, spitting in his face, yelling at him like some belligerent drunk, and he told her, you'd better move back or I'm going to spray you. And she backed up about 2 foot and put her finger, the middle one, right in his face. I wasn't 2 inches from his nose. I'm going like, I don't need that job.
The amount of restraint that is being shown by our first responders, our policemen,
unbelievable,
is remarkable, and they should be commended. And,
amen.
Israel should not stop until they have destroyed Hamas.
Yes,
because Hamas is they're not freedom fighters. It is a terrorist organization.
They're terrorists, totally terrorist.
Absolutely. Hey, God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!